It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Well, hello, this is Kelsey Tollefson from Appleton Area Health. I work here as a mental health therapist. September is Suicide Prevention Month. In thinking about suicide, I often think that people have the misconception that the people who talk about suicide maybe won't really do it, or that anyone who tries to kill him or herself must be crazy, or that if someone is determined to end their life, nothing is going to stop them. I'll dispel those judgments later, but first let's review some of the facts about suicide and figure out what to do if someone you know has shared their suicidal thoughts. According to the 2020 preliminary Minnesota Suicide Mortality Report, suicide or death by intentional self-harm was the 8th leading cause of death in Minnesota. The good news is that suicide rates in Minnesota actually decreased from 2019 to 2020. The report shares that 723 people died by suicide according to their death certificate. Males make up 80% of those suicides. In 2019, the age group that had the most suicides were people age 55 to 64. So middle-aged people, not the youth categories. Let's read that statistic again. Last year, more people age 55 to 64 completed more suicides when compared to any other age brackets. Suicidal ideation is actually quite common. And I'm wondering, do you know what to do if someone tells you they want to end their life? Well, I have a quick 5-step process that you can use to help somebody if they share with you that they have thoughts of wanting to end their life. Step one is to ask. Research shows people who are having thoughts of suicide feel relief when someone asks them in a caring way about it. Findings suggest acknowledging and talking about suicide may reduce rather than increase suicidal thoughts. Step two is to be there. Individuals are more likely to feel less depressed, less suicidal, less overwhelmed, and more helpful by speaking to someone who listens without judgment. Step three is to keep them safe. A number of studies have indicated that when lethal means are made less available or less deadly, suicide rates by that method decline, and frequently suicide rates overall decline. Step four is to help them stay connected. Studies indicate that helping someone at risk creates a network of resources and individuals or support and safety can help them to take positive action and reduce feelings of helplessness. And lastly, step five is to follow up. Studies have also shown that brief, low-cost interventions and supportive ongoing contact may be an important part of suicide prevention, especially for an individual after they have been discharged from a hospital or other types of care services. Most importantly, I encourage you to refrain judgment from anyone that is struggling with their mental health. It could be your neighbor, your friend, your colleague, or the person standing behind you at the grocery store. Even the most severely depressed person has mixed feelings about ending their life, oftentimes wavering until the very last moment between wanting to live and wanting to die. Most suicidal people don't want death. They just want their pain to stop. The pain, grief, depression, and distress can be so overwhelming. I challenge you to not ignore statements of suicide. Reserve your judgment and to consider taking these 5 simple steps to help somebody who may be struggling with suicidal ideation. Thanks for listening today. This is Kelsey Tollefson from Appleton Area Health.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.